This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the most entertaining, exciting, and only sometimes informative show on Earth. I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhnen, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. You want to see prior shows or you want to tell your friends to listen live, go to radiolawtalk.com. We love to have you there, hitting that website, reading about it. You can read about Denise, Todd, and I, and Cal, a little bit about us. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. Oh, my gosh, how many times do I have to say this? We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to talk about ghost guns. We're going to talk about a California judge just ruling about assault guns, which, by the way, will never hold up. But anyway, Kim Kardashian. We're going to talk about Alec Baldwin. We're going to talk about Todd's love life. No, oh, I forgot. We're going to.
That's going to be a brief discussion.
That'll be like. Well, that'll just be like a quick take.
Ouch!
Ouch!
Todd thought I just got you. That
was a good one.
That was how fast I think on the fly because I had no idea I was going to say that.
What does Todd's cat say?
I don't know. You only have one cat left, don't you?
Yep.
Oh yeah. 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. During the break, we were just talking about our wonderful children and how life's very interesting having children. We just love our kids. Don't you, listeners, love your kids?
You know, one of the, for me, the most detrimental things from the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare is that under Obamacare, they stay on your insurance till they're 26.
Well, they can.
They can. They stay on your... So now you've got these kids that are all growing up thinking, I don't have to act like an adult till I'm 27. And believe me, they don't.
Which I would have said, Dad, I fell off my bicycle. I said, how old are you? 24. Full-time employed, you know, has a job. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. Right? So we're still wiping their noses when they're 24. That's okay.
What was the joke that I heard the other day, a son goes to his mom and says, Someday, Mom, I'm going to help you with everything. I'm going to buy you a house. I'm going to pay rent. I'm going to pay for the groceries. And I'm going to do it so you don't have to do anything else. By the way, the kid was 30.
That's true. Yeah. Well, we're wonderful. We're having a wonderful time. Remember that we're going to do the most important thing that everybody's here for, and that is our famous, infamous case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! So you think you had a rough week? Consider Francis Beverly of Portland, Oregon. He had just retired from work because he was on the pup list, physically unable to perform. But earlier in his life, Mr. Beverly apparently could perform because one Thursday afternoon, 3 weeks into his retirement, Mr. Beverly heard a knock on his front door, and it was a 17-year-old child with her mother. Francis Beverly never knew of the child, but the 17-year-old did claim he was her father. Mom said the same thing, and she figured, you know what? You owe me for 17 years of child support. She wanted some action. Well, really, she wanted some money is what she wanted. She went to an Oregon family law attorney to see if her child's father could be liable for 17 years of back child support. Yes, Denise Dirks, she wanted to know if she had a case or no case.
Well, I'm glad that it's Oregon law, because I can always qualify my answer.
Sure.
In California, no, you have to file for it. And if the Department of Child Support Services files for it, they can go back 2 years. Okay?
But two's it, huh?
Yeah, two's it in California. So the question is, what is it in Oregon?
Hmm.
Who would have the right? Would it be the mother or the child, right? And I feel, just at the base of this, that once a child turns 18, the child may be able to sue. But I think that if mother files for child support, that she's only going to get it from the time she files it, maybe 2 years before. And that's it. So is it a case is the question.
Yeah. First off, yeah.
And what was your answer?
My answer is no case.
Okay, Fred, what do you think about that? Denise says no.
Cal had someone knock at his door this past week.
No, never. No. No, all of mine, I know all nine of them, yes.
He's like, I'm from Idaho. Well, that's where I was born. Yeah, remember when you were 19? No.
No.
I sleepwalk. Okay.
That's a good one.
Dang that Ambien. Got me again.
All I got to say is, this is not a case. Absolutely not. This is something Cal's just thinking about and wondering, just, you know, what would happen if someone showed up and last minute, 16, 17, 18, said, hey, you owe me money for child support and didn't know about it? So the answer is, it is not a case, but the scenario would be quite interesting, I would think. It would be maybe a joy and maybe a nightmare at the same time.
A happy reunion, I mean, and a what, who are you, yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. I mean, especially if it's a father, maybe he didn't have any kids or didn't, you know, that would be very interesting. So as bizarre as it sounds, I love my father and mother, but I've always said this. My dad fought in Korea for a long time in the Korean War. I may have a half-brother or sister there. I'm not quite sure. But
I have two of those.
Look, just to jump on this, I'm not saying that's the case, Dad. I love you, man. Don't come haunt me. But you don't know. And that happened with GIs back in those days.
Vietnam, too.
Yeah, and so you just don't know. So no case.
Todd, what do you have on this, case or no case?
I've often wondered if these bands that have these reunion tours that go out, you know, they toured in the 80s and now they're back out on the road 20 years, 30 years later. You know, we got some people that want to come backstage that look suspiciously like you.
Daddy. Hello, Daddy.
You know. Listen. I think that you have given us this scenario before. This one sounds familiar to me. And I don't know why, but that is also not giving me any tip as to where I should go. But just for the sake of variety, I'm going to say that this does end up being a case, and she gets nothing.
Okay.
Case and to get nothing.
And the good thing about that that's kind of interesting is that absolutely nothing, because it doesn't really matter, because we're going to go to a break. So
now we got a little time, and if Todd's right, it's only going to be worth 1 point.
Yeah, but here's the thing that's very interesting about that. I think this scenario happens more than we say. Denise is a family law attorney. This probably doesn't happen all the time, but it happens occasionally, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. I have two siblings that I didn't know about until they came and looked me up when they were 18.
And guess what? Why are people looking people up now and finding this out? Why? What's the answer? It's a simple one.
Medical.
Nope.
No.
The new thing that everybody gets for Christmas.
DNA.
DNA testing. What's the something in me, you and me? I don't know what it's called. The
23andMe
thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's finding out. They have siblings now. Not everybody, but a lot of people are finding out because they're doing that. Hey, Dad, we're going to get that to you for Christmas. Nope.
Yeah, no thanks.
No thanks. I like my life the way it is right now. We'll be back after this and talk more about case or no case and get into ghost guns.
Answer might surprise you on case or no case. Stay tuned. We'll have it after we take our first break of the second hour of Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening. We'll continue in a bit.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing.
How come nobody's talking about this?
Oh, that's dumb.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penning.
Hey, Todd, Denise, look at this picture. You know who that is. My son-in-law dressed up as Mario last night, and I just saw the picture. He looks good. He looks just like Mario. All right, we did a caper and okay, Scout. Take us through it.
Okay, so we had this guy in Portland, Oregon, a 17-year-old, knocks on the door with her mother, announces that she's his daughter, and the mother says, by the way, I'm holding in my hand a DNA swab. I expect one. And the guy says, well, I don't want to give it to her. And she says, oh, by the way, in my other hand is a court order for a DNA test. And he said, fine. He did the DNA test, ordered back to work, to pay back 17 years of back child support. They figure he'll have it paid off in about 6 years. So he was, in fact, ordered to go to court, and he lost, and the mother won.
Wow. So it was a case.
Yep.
But in...
Yeah, one point for Todd.
How does that work?
I don't know. It's Portland, Oregon. What do I know? What? It's a true story. And
wow.
Next hour, a guy who buys a pickup truck and wants the private party to act like a dealer will explain next hour on Case or No Case. Congratulations, Todd. You got a point. Now back to the show.
He's still in last place, by the way.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Those of you who don't know what's going on with guns, what's a ghost gun? A lot of people understand what a ghost gun is. A lot of people don't. Let me go over it very quickly.
Ghost. It's a gun from Scooby-Doo.
What happens is the laws are what? The laws? Well, there's a couple of interesting things how, and I'm going to call them innovative gun companies or companies that also make parts for guns come around. The first thing is automatic weapons. You know, they're banned, right? You can have an automatic. So they have a thing called a bump stock. And a bump stock is when you shoot it, the stock pushes up against your shoulder, and it'll fire, like, rapidly. It's not like a machine gun, but it'll really, really fast. So there's always innovations that they're trying to do to get around what if the law is being passed. So without getting in the minutia details, if you buy a firearm federally in the United States, you have to register it. Does that include, like, 22s? I don't think it includes 22s. I can't remember. But maybe someone knows. 855-LAW-RADIO. 855-LAW-RADIO. I can't remember. I did know that, and I can't remember. But anyway, you have to register this firearm. So what they've done is they have made parts and kits, and you assemble them, basically. Because it's not a gun.
It's like buying your gun from IKEA.
That's an IKEA gun.
You have to make it.
That's exactly right. You have to make it. And so that was an exception to having to register your gun. But, I mean, there was no exception on the law, if you know what I mean. There are no. But that was a kind of a loophole that was found. So it's always been kind of this argument, is that a real gun? Obviously, it becomes a gun. But is that under the law? So the Supreme Court just came down about ghost guns and what was said. Does anyone want to say?
Well, they came down twice, actually, and had to come down again most recently. The first one was, yeah, ghost guns are covered under the law, and you got to register. You know, it's part of it. That was in August. And there's this, described as this, a rogue judge, a federal court judge. This case we're talking about right now, I think, it underscores a larger problem, not just with guns.
Judge shopping, are you saying?
In terms of the power that federal courts at the lower level have on setting national policy, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So this judge in a lower court made a ruling saying, well, you know, the receiver in the gun... It's not a receiver if it has to be assembled. And so the law only covers assembled receivers in the gun, not ones that have to be assembled. So he found that as a loophole to the Supreme Court's decision in August saying ghost guns are covered under the law. And so the Supreme Court had to issue another ruling. And in this ruling, making it very clear, yes, even those kind of ghost guns are covered. I think more justices signed on because the previous one was just, you know, a few justices signed it. Nobody dissented, but it didn't look like it was the whole court. And they're really trying to deal with this lower court judge that is essentially, look, if it's a federal decision, right? If it's a federal decision, and let's say it's either not appealed or it's appealed and the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't grant certiorari, decides not to hear that case. Well, then that decision becomes kind of policy on that issue, regardless of what the issue is, moving forward. Clarence Thomas has a huge issue with this, with these injunctions and stuff, saying, why is it that one court in one small part of the country is going to bind the entire country? And they're trying to curb this behavior. This case here with ghost guns happens to be how it's applied in this particular case, but they're snapping back that federal judge.
Well, there's another ghost guns Supreme Court case.
Yeah, that's the Garland
that
case.
That they didn't hear. And in that case, the judge below had said they have to put identification on these parts. Right? So when they're assembled, they can be identified. And so, in essence, making them not ghost guns, right?
Right.
And the Supreme Court left that in place. So that's still in place right now.
That they have to individually have markings on each of these parts, these gun parts.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting that they didn't touch that. They just let it go.
Todd has that problem sometimes when he's going out on a date. That's...
Do you bring ghost guns with you?
He's got a ghost gun.
Yeah, please narrow that. Is it ghost guns? Are you talking about touching parts? Do I mark things?
Move on!
Yeah, no. He puts a whole new light on shotgun marriage, let me tell you.
That's exactly right.
Ghost gun marriage, by the way.
All right. Boy, that's flown by. We had a good time. Cal, is it really going by that fast?
Yeah, it always does when you're doing well, and you guys are doing well. You're on a roll. Don't stop, man.
We're going to come back and talk about a California judge, the rules about assault guns, Kim Kardashian, and Alec Baldwin, among other things. We've got probably 10, 12 other topics. We'll be back.
Lots coming up here on Radio Law Talk. You won't want to miss a second of it. And this is a good time to call the show if you want to. We'll be back in just a little bit. Announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA
USA News Update. Fresh off the fourth GOP debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa earlier this week, Nikki Haley back in Iowa Friday, campaigning in Sioux City, saying she just needs to have a good showing there. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, whose campaign has yet to catch fire with voters, says he has no plan of dropping out of the race at this time and is focusing his efforts on campaigning in Michigan. Now, looking at some of the recent polling in New Hampshire ahead of the GOP primary there, a CNN survey finds Christie in third place with 14% of the vote, Nikki Haley at 20%, and former President Trump with 42% of the vote as it stands right now. In other news, award-winning actor Ryan O'Neal has died at the age of 82, his son Patrick confirming the news on social media. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Upon myself to search the world over for that perfect item that'd be just right for two exuberant sportsmen such as yourselves. And boys, well, I do believe I found it.
Boys are weird.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
Okay. We're going to see what happens on this one now. We've got a judge. But don't forget, the assault weapons, the gun laws, things are still in flux. Even though for a while it was kind of sitting there, it's all starting to come to fruition due to the fact that there are some Supreme Courts. I'm trying to think what the recent one that held on behalf of gun owners. I'm going to think about it. I don't remember what it was a while back. But
with one out of New York.
Yeah. In 1989, though, is when there was a ban on semi-automatic weapons that are considered assault weapons, right? Wasn't that right around now, 1989?
Yeah.
California became the first U.S. State to ban assault weapons. And you know, like AR-15s, et cetera, et cetera. They've been fighting, gun rights groups have been fighting it ever since for Second Amendment issues. And that's what the argument is under the Second Amendment. You have that right to have guns. But things are, I don't know, I think the wave's changing a little bit, because just recently, as of this last Thursday, a federal judge on Thursday said the California law from 1989 banning assault weapons is unconstitutional under the latest rulings that expanded gun rights, that the Supreme Court's expanding gun rights. I'm not going to say we're expanding, because I'm going to use, okay, because I'm going to argue both sides, because that's, I'm going to say the more left people are going to say they're expanding them, and the more right people on the right side are going to say, no, there were never an expansion. They've taken it away. There's no expansion. You see what I'm saying? So what they've done is they've decreased it. So now this one's, again, like we're just talking, well, they found a San Diego federal court judge that said, no, you cannot ban assault rifles in according to the Second Amendment.
Right, and these are specifically banning the AR-15s,
right,
that have been used in a lot of mass shootings. And in California, a lot of our elected officials are known for wanting to have some restrictions on guns rights. Dianne Feinstein, who just passed, she was one of the first ones to get that type of a law, which is now expired, but she got that enacted through the legislature.
Right.
And in my opinion, I think that this is going to be changed. I think this is how my mom looks at it. Now, my mom's older, right?
Right.
She says there's no way in blank that the people that wrote the Constitution anticipated that we would have access to AR-15s and that type of a weapon. And so she's one of those is it a constructionist that reads
into it? They don't take it.
They say, what were they thinking at the time they wrote this, right? And so she feels like, you know, this is something that we need to recognize, that they had no idea, and we need to approach this question of something that was not anticipated by our forefathers when they wrote the Constitution, and we need to maybe mold or shape or maybe change the Constitution.
It is a living, breathing document, and I agree with that. But I think we got to be very careful. It's very scary to say this is what they meant, because they don't know. We don't know what they meant back then. We knew things are so different now. Denise, there's no way, in my opinion, and this is your mom saying that, but I will say this, and believe me, I can be all over the table on this. We argue both sides. There's no way the constitutional people that signed the Constitution could probably foresee 99% of what's going on right now, period. I mean, it's just, who would have thought there's a bird in the sky that flies, right? Or a jet doing Mach 6 or 5, right? They would have never thought that. But you're right. It just, the question is, but it is a living, breathing document. It is, it doesn't, it's not static. I mean, that's why we have the three forms of government, right? And that's why I love the fact that we have the judiciary, the executive, and the legislative. That's their job,
right,
is to help it breathe and live.
Every time something like this comes up, it's proof that the system works. Because here's one side saying do this, another side saying no. To me, I think you're right, Denise. This proves that our government is working as well as it can when there's a lot of debate about it.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that I think about the Constitution that I remember back in law school, the frustration I had when we would talk about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, specifically the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third, Fourth, all the way up to the Tenth, is what exactly are the Bill of Rights doing? And I think it's not that the Bill of Rights, not that the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or anything, granted to the people any specific right. It doesn't do that. None of those do that. What the Bill of Rights does is essentially say, hey, we just passed this Constitution, all of these articles, and it's giving the government a lot of power. Here are some areas that the government can't go into with all of that power. Freedom of speech, can't go there. Freedom of religion, you can't go there. Second Amendment, right to bear arms. With this power that we've given the government, you can't go there except for certain things. And so to view it as when people say, I don't think that the framers intended for people to be able to have these weapons or this weapons. The framers in the Second Amendment weren't intending to grant any right to anybody. They were intending to curtail the power of the government, to encroach on rights that people otherwise already had. But that's where we are these days. I do agree with you, Denise, that this judge, this law, and I think even the judge kind of expected this. He says, look, I'm going to say that this is unconstitutional, but I'm going to give 10 days before this goes into effect to give the government, the state of California, plenty of time to get their appeal on file and to try to get a stay pending appeal, because I realize I am just a trial court judge.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to have to take this up to the Ninth Circuit and take it up higher. But this is my ruling, giving everybody a chance to get their ducks in a row for appeal.
Given the fact that there are the recent, in a minute, Cal, I know you got to call. Given the fact that there are recent laws that are coming down, that, I mean, the Supreme Court is leaning more toward guns rights a little bit, right? And so we're going to see what's happening. Yeah, Cal. Yeah.
But here's a caller. Dennis has a great question. Go ahead, caller. What is
Dennis?
It? Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, can you tell me the wording in the law or any law that can be created to convince the criminals to turn in their guns? Because that's the whole purpose of these laws, to get hands out of the criminals' hands.
There's the question.
Yeah, that's a great. No, that's. And I have a, Dennis, good question. Thanks for calling in.
There is a law.
Go ahead.
Law is a felon may not have guns.
But they do.
Let's back up.
But that's the law.
No, that's the law. You're correct, Denise.
Yes.
That is the law. The felons cannot have guns. But I think what Dennis is making the argument that Second Amendment people that I know really well is that are really pro Second Amendment is. It's not going to stop them. I think what Dennis is saying, and I ain't going to stop them from getting a gun. And I got to be careful what we say as lawyers, because we have been represented people. And I'm going to say this in general, they can get whatever gun they want.
Remember, there is the Ten Commandments, and one of the commandments is thou shalt not kill.
Agreed. We all agree with that. The challenge is...
Okay, I'm going to...
Well, we'll talk about this later.
Well, I guess if that's the case, I guess we should never go to war, right?
I understand the point of Dennis's question. How can you word a law that will convince a criminal to turn in their guns?
Right.
I don't know. We've been unsuccessful in wording a law that will keep people from drinking and driving. Because they still do it. We have been unsuccessful in wording any law that will prevent people from engaging in sexual assault, homicide, theft, illegal drug use. The wording of the law is there to prosecute people when they're caught. Nothing is going to prospectively stop it.
Oh, that's some great analysis. We are so it's so fun with you, Law Talk, to have awesome analysis. I appreciate Dennis calling in. Is that time to go music?
We've got a minute right now.
Oh, look, Cal's just throwing away. So when we come back,
I got excited. It's great. You're doing
when
well.
When we come back, we go from talking to Dennis about assault weapons to Kim Kardashian. We're going to the opposite side now.
Hey, she's got an assault weapon. I'll tell you what.
We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations. We thank you. You're welcome to call the show if you'd like. Not a guarantee we'll get on, but give it a shot if you want to. And we will continue with much more Radio Law Talk after this.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order. Get out of order.
I'm gonna say it. I'm going to say it. I'm gonna say it.
Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
When they start, we bring up Kim Kardashian on our show. I always defer to my colleagues. By the way, I've heard people say, this is a woman that has made money and done a bunch of stuff out of nothing. What has she done? Guess what? You know what I do? I applaud her. It's like, you know why I applaud her? Well, what has she done to become famous and make all this money? I applaud her because, okay, she started kind of social media-wise. She kind of was one of the, I'm going to say, an original social media kind of person that made something out of not much.
She made a pretty famous video.
Well, I don't know what all the details, but good for her for being out there and becoming famous.
She should leverage that video.
She leveraged whatever, and I haven't leveraged mine yet because it's still in hiding.
Still in production.
Well, no, it was in production in the 80s, but I haven't just pulled it out and dusted it off yet. Todd just threw up in his mouth. All right, so what's going on with Kim about jury duty? Who wants to, Denise, take it.
Okay, well, she is a prospective juror, but in a very hard case. This would be a very hard case, in my opinion, to be a juror in, and that would be a gang murder case. And so she's made it all the way to being part of the sitting jury and has not yet been, disqualified for some reason or excused and released.
Actually, she was finally on Thursday. So,
okay.
So on Thursday, she shows up for jury service, and I thought it was interesting with her bodyguard. You know, so here you've got the bodyguard sitting next to her while they're doing jury selection. And if you know the way jury selection works is they'll call out. Yeah, they'll call out 18 names, have them go in the judge, and then the lawyers get to start asking questions of those 18. And when they get down below 12 remaining, they call another 7 in, and they could start with those 7. And the idea is to come up with 12 seated jurors and a certain number of alternates. Mm-hmm. I think in this case it was 4 alternates. And her name was never called to go sit in the box to be asked questions before they impaneled their jury of 12 and 4. But I thought it was interesting in this one. She had to sit there until it was done. There was nothing about her celebrity or having a bodyguard that allowed her to just go in and have both sides say, well, we'll stipulate Ms. Kardashian shouldn't sit on this jury because of her fame and blah, 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 and it'll distract from the evidence of the trial. She had to sit there. No favoritism played or given to her because of her celebrity status to get her out of jury service once she showed up.
However, the cameras for her show were running.
Yep.
So she actually, this is going to be part, or presumably it could be part of her her Hulu show.
How? What do you mean her cameras were rolling?
The cameras for her Hulu show were present. And
they let the cameras for her Hulu show?
Not in the courthouse.
But outside.
Yes. Not in the courtroom.
But something tells me in L.A., in a city or in a county that... where films are made all the time, that showing up to a courthouse or a public place with cameras outside filming something or another is probably
pretty normal.
More common,
yeah,
than say, you know, some little small county where, holy Toledo, you got a camera? It's an iPhone. Yeah, well, it's still a camera, you know. And so it's a little bit different there. But it just reminded me, remember the case that we did, I want to say it was about a month ago, about the woman who went and had to take her kids with her to jury.
Yes.
And you know, there were people like, well, why didn't they let her go when they see what she's got there? Look, nobody's getting breaks. If you show up for jury service, until the judge dismisses you, whether you're a mom with kids or Kim Kardashian, you're going to sit there until the process is over.
Yeah, there was another star that was arguing that because he was so famous that he would distract the other juror members. And I can't remember who it was, but it was kind of laughable. It was funny because he's not that big of a star, and it's just kind of like his ego got him in control, and the judge told him, you sit down. You know, you're mm-hmm. going to go through this like everybody else. And you know what happens if you don't show up, if you've been called as a prospective juror, the judge can issue a warrant,
yeah.
An arrest warrant for you to be arrested mm-hmm. and brought in before the judge. So it's a serious thing if you don't show up and follow the rules. So, Kim Kardashian, the other last thing, she took the baby bar. She's doing an alternative way to become an attorney, and she's studying now for the bar. So she is presumably going to take the bar in February, and she's trying to be a lawyer.
That'll be interesting to see. I can't imagine any law firm that wouldn't, just from name alone, you know, Sarah, you know, Yeah, we'll go with that law firm. Why? Because Kim Kardashian is an associate. If that happened, I'd be curious to see how long it took to go from associate to partner, if there was a definite uptick in the number of people that came in and clients and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think she'd probably be fairly good at entertainment law, but her love is really criminal law. She's worked really hard on prison reform. And, you know, she's tried, it actually got, you know, lobbied the President of the United States for some kind of, to help get prisoners out of jail.
No, Kim Kardashian's out there. Of course, I'll take none of that. She would have been very young while he was president. But
stop.
But you know, going back to Kardashian and criminal law, and you know, people talk about, well, where did they get their start? Go back and watch when the O.J. Simpson verdict is read.
Yep.
And they find him not guilty. And the lawyer standing right in front of O.J. Simpson with this look of utter shock on his face is Kim Kardashian's dad.
Robert, you know, Kardashian. The sad thing about it, this is kind of a sad fact. All of his team, they all died from cancer. Do you know that?
Yeah, no, I know. Well, Johnny Cochran.
And so did Kardashian's dad. Wow. And so there was three of them that were, and the other one did too. They all died from cancer. And here OJ's plugging away.
OJ Simpson.
All I got to say is,
looking for the killer.
All I got to say is, yeah, on the golf course. All I got to say is, as Grandma said, the 90-year-old grandma, my 90-year-old grandma, guess you got to die something. I'll never forget her. She's in her 90s. Ma'am, you have cancer. She looked at him. I'm dead. Says, all right, guess you got to die something. Let's go to Burger King. And they live out to Burger King. And that's just my grandma. So.
That's probably how she got cancer from the Charbroil.
doing it for like 10 years, man. I think I'll get cancer from Burger King if they make me allow me to live to my 90s. And by the way, my grandma's walking 3 to 5 miles a day like the year before she died. So she was in great health and wonderful. All right. So, yeah, look, we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin, but I want to jump into this gas stove thing. Let me tell you, I got a few things to talk about. Here's my soapbox, and we are politically neutral to some degree. And we only have 2 minutes to go, but I'm going to push this out to next hour. But California just passed a law that starts as of January 1st, 2024, that says no more, you cannot buy or purchase a gas blower or a gas mower, riding mower, et cetera, after January 1st, 2024. Now,
wow.
FYI. People have one acre lawns. People, the people in the industry that actually do people's lawns. The average length of a riding mower that's all electric, 30 to 40 minutes. And don't forget, as a battery decharges, it doesn't go as fast, right? How long would it take to mow an acre? How long would it take to go, these guys or gals that own these companies, lawn companies, are doing 40, 50 houses a day? What are they going
to
do?
They're going to have to buy a lot of battery packs.
They're going to have to buy a diesel truck.
With a generator.
With a generator and pull a 50-foot reefer with stacks of batteries to be able to stay up on top of it. Sometimes I just don't.
Or get really long cords.
But we're going to talk about gas stove ban in New York when we come back. Then we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin. We've got a lot more going on. And we have a case or no case. So hang on.
Another hour of Radio Law Talk starts at 6 minutes after. And if it's not on your local radio station, go over to RadioLawTalk.com, listen live, or listen to all previous episodes of Radio Law Talk on your schedule.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.